Welcome aboard Mickey Mutineers. My name is Josh, and I'll be your skipper, guide, social director, and dance instructor for the next 3 months. So, Mickey Mutineers! Welcome, Swab, Scalawags, and Sons of Bitches, Wibbly Wobbly, Official, Unofficial, Wobbly, Inaccurate, yet Dead Nets on Disney Podcast, Inappropriate on so many levels. And tonight on the world famous Mickey Mutineers, I find my notes. And we apologize profusely for parody Twitter accounts. Star Wars.
Quiet, Wesley.
Executes Order 66. There's a holiday food at Epcot.
Bang, you forgot top. The pound.
Well, now I feel bad.
I don't feel.
Main topic. If one ride had sex with another ride, and they had weird mutant ride baby, what would that ride be like? Ugh, there's so many rides.
Wow, you were really close.
Well, I'm congested. I forgot my glasses.
You know, can't see without his glasses.
Hold on.
I can't breathe.
I can't be seen without my glasses.
Jeez. That's some sort of breakfast cereal or something.
Main topic. If one ride had sex with another ride and they had a weird mutant ride baby, what would that ride be like?
It's a Small World.
Bees.
Bees?
Seahorses.
Just act that out. No, let's not act that out.
Now I gotta find the. Now I gotta find the gift.
Not again.
We just have to. If we needed to act out a seahorse having babies, we'd have to find a dude to give babies. To like have, just have them, just give them.
I think could we just use CGI or something? Or
no, it's not in the budget.
No, unacceptable. You just go take the babies to the fire station. Put them in a basket. Yeah, no, or to like an orphanage.
Are orphanages still a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I live like right next door to one.
Huh. Oh. I dropped my teenagers off at one.
They brought them back.
They're all, sir, you can't do that.
Get these kids out of these baskets.
How big are those baskets? Damn it, Josh.
I saw the preview.
They're in laundry hampers.
The seahorses?
No.
You're at the bottom, you're getting all crusty.
Just seahorses and hampers full of seahorses. I'm super jealous that Jake still has daylight.
Oh no, that's not daylight. That's the kitchen.
God bless. Oh, I thought that was a window. Okay, I'm not jealous anymore.
Yeah, Jake's bedroom window goes to his kitchen. It's even got blinds though, so that's cool.
It's true. I could shut the blinds.
No, I was just a little jealous because you had daylight. Because everything's dark here at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not true. Here too.
I didn't know Jake was Japanese. Konnichiwa, Jake.
Oh,
what would Jake's name be in Japanese?
It'd be Jake.
Jake and Ease. That's what I'm going to change your name to in my phone. Jake and Ease.
Jake and Ease.
Jake and Ease robot
dog breed.
My favorite dog breed.
Best of show.
It's a purebred Jake and Ease. It's fine. From Japan. A little tuft of hair on top. It's a style. Don't
He's
worry
all
about
shaved
it.
On the top and long and floppy on the bottom.
Now wait.
Did you just say long and floppy?
I did.
On the bottom.
And I realized I shouldn't have.
You do know what show you're on, right?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
I'm
this
sitting
is a family
right
podcast.
Here.
Where we talk about our family being long and floppy.
Wait.
Well.
Meanwhile, Jordan's staring at seahorse gifts.
Do you mean Jeff's?
He's not staring at peanut butter, oh. Annie. Although, if he was, I wouldn't
multiple
blame him.
Peanut butters is.
I mean, he could be. Peanut butter eye.
Choosy Jordan.
And murder of peanut butter.
Choose seahorse
wait,
chips.
Wait, did you say peanut butter or murder?
Oh, ew, there it is. No, I said a murder of peanut butter.
A murder of peanut butters.
Oh, thanks, Josh. Thanks for that.
Shana just said, ew, no, there it is. And then went, and then went back to it. Like,
no, I can't stop looking at it. It's so gross that I can't. Like,
we've all been there, have we not?
Looking at
like a minute and a half ago.
You were us past the holes on it. Ugh.
The babies.
No, guys. But on the side of it. I have the thing where the holes gross me out.
So do you hate Swiss cheese?
No, it's like little holes that aren't supposed to be there. What's the name of that thing?
It starts with an O, I feel like. I know the word. It comes up on the internet a lot.
It gives me the chills. Like the nipple with the holes on it and the hand with the...
Oh. Doobity-bop-bop.
Oh, isn't it just like that? Yeah.
It's gross.
I didn't...
No, it's not.
I was like, trick the tilla.
Is that the fear of saying something how it sounds?
Onomatopoeia.
Wait, onomatopoeia. What's that? I don't know, but it sounds awful.
Trypophobia.
Yeah, that's... So, I never realized that was a phobia. You're just like seeing a sequence of holes or depressions, like beehives or whatever.
Yeah. Mine's not really a phobia. No. It's just more like it makes my skin crawl and I want to throw up.
So a phobia.
Okay, you're right.
That's I'm weird. Hobo. What?
I didn't know that was a phobia. And what? Then I was like, clearly not a lot of people have that, but 1 out of 5 apparently does.
This is why it's the beginning of the internet.
I don't have a phobia either. Like, I always just felt very uncomfortable and grossed out. And then I saw something and I was like, oh, this is a real, like, disorder. I'm not crazy. Well, I am crazy.
Wait, so it's a fear of holes?
Yeah.
Where they shouldn't be.
Well, it's
like the snake hole in my front yard.
But that's just one hole. It's Jordan, look at the pictures, Jordan. Don't send it to me. Send it to just one.
Shana, cover your eyes.
I'm covering them.
It's like the
I mean, it's gross.
Yeah, but like you can see that on a strawberry here. Like
mm-hmm. Is this strawberry without the seeds?
Tangerine.
Yeah, hold on, there's one more.
I have chills just thinking about it.
Like coral?
Yeah, or like a sponge.
Oh, dude, there's freaking natural sponges on the beaches around here like crazy.
Well, sponges don't bother me.
What about natural sponges?
I think it's more like...
It's like, no, seriously, we just walk the beach and find sponges. I start washing my face.
No. Yeah, like natural sponges don't bug me. It's the pictures
just
where...
blood everywhere.
There shouldn't be holes, and there are holes. Or like when you go to the Mexican restaurant, and they heat your plate up too hot, and your refried beans get holes on them.
Ooh, what about that frog where the tadpoles come out its back?
Oh, I haven't seen that. Oh, I don't want to.
I'm sure that for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Insert audio podcast joke here.
Frog live birth.
This is radio.
Frog life.
And now I've shared this and I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because now it's going to be used against me.
What?
Are we here for a reason or?
This is I'm afraid of holes anonymous. Didn't anybody tell you?
And we're here to watch Jordan play with toys. Jordan, you look like
a towering toys.
That's my job, isn't it?
This was a impulse buy.
Wait, is Josh's job to watch Jordan play with toys?
Oh, that frog creeps me the fuck out. Why'd I do that?
Ugh. I got chills thinking about it.
I'm kind of turned on.
By the seahorse or the frog?
Oh, just a combination of both of them in one. What? You know what? We should move on. I've made it weird.
Just now?
Shocker.
Well, I tried.
Wait, or is it like Deja, this?
I think it's this one. Just all in.
Oh, why'd you send it?
Mine's not gifting, though.
Yeah, mine's not gifting either. It just looks like the moon.
The shocker?
Well, there yes. The moon with frog flippers in it.
But it's holes. Yes. Damn.
I saw that movie.
Ooh, do you like the movie Holes?
I've seen two versions of that movie.
There's more than one version of Holes?
Yeah, the other one's the adult one.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
Real life camp.
Also Shia LaBeouf's Holes.
It's weird. He's got a bag on his head.
That wasn't the one I saw, yeah.
Just do it.
Maybe it was a gorilla.
Make like a Nike. Sure.
It's swoosh.
And just do it.
Oh,
maybe this one will work.
No. You know what?
Stop, Josh.
That one does work.
It's not doing anything.
I see it.
Oh, there it is. Looking at that.
No.
I'm not looking now.
Why is he flopping around? This is fascinating.
He's giving birth.
I don't think that's birth.
Back birth.
But it's kind of like the Gremlins. Like, he probably got fed after midnight.
Seriously, the longer I'm watching, the more nauseous I get.
Yeah, I had to delete it.
Yeah, it's got to go.
I'm using Messenger on my computer screen, and I had to delete it. It's like this big.
We are here for a reason, guys.
And that reason is because I'm Josh.
I'm Jake. Glad you jumped into that. I almost started a eulogy. We're gathered here to mourn the loss of
Josh.
And my dearly beloved.
God, I can't stop looking at it. Ugh.
Ugh. It really is horrible. That was haunting.
Frogs are weird.
Hi ho!
Yay! Could you imagine Kermit the Frog just dropping down, flopping around, and a bunch of little frogs start popping out his bag
with the little arms coming out like,
"Woo! Yay! Yay! We're babies!" Like the inflatable cells. Tubes.
Rocky Rainier is like a long sliding tube man.
That's what I think Jake should be for Halloween next year.
A wacky wavy inflatable arm flailing tube man?
Mm-hmm.
Or intergalactic proton powered electrical tentacled advertising droid?
No, the wacky inflatable flailing arm tube man.
I could do that. I'll do it. I need a trash bag, some helium, and three squirrels.
You're going to suffocate yourself.
And a pine cone and a Hershey bar. You're MacGyver.
I can't stop.
Wait, it's not autoerotic. It's not autoerotic.
Wacky arms. Oh, it's got holes in it. Breathing holes.
Breathing holes for your arms. His arms have to breathe.
I might suffocate, but my arms will live on, damn it.
I call the last one.
Hey guys.
What?
Yeah.
Should we talk some Disney?
Bill!
The fuck just happened?
We did this. That's what just happened.
Oh.
And he just boomed.
Already?
I'm the boom king.
One fist boom.
That's my introduction. The boom king.
Premature boomilation.
I'm dying.
You're Diane?
I am dead now.
Oh.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah. I'll be Diane.
All right, that's Diane. What's up?
He's now a snowbird. He moved to Florida. His name's Diane. He wears practical sandals.
Practical sandals? Is there such a thing?
He uses natural sponges.
But just ones he finds on the ocean, in the ocean.
Josh is going to be that weirdo that's like bathing himself in the ocean with natural sponges and baking soda.
What's the painting with the lady coming out of the shell? It'll be like that. Venus? Only it's Josh.
Venus de Milo?
Yeah.
No, isn't that the bust without the arms or whatever? I mean, no bust has arms.
Yours looks like it.
Technically, she's not wrong.
The
I'm just saying what I saw.
I went back to Disney.
Yeah.
All right, we need to focus, guys. We have a hell of a show for you.
News! Jake, what's the news?
I'll tell you what the news is.
Nudes.
This nudes? I think Jordan's our Star Wars guy.
Hey, that's the guy I can actually be
good with. Guy.
F that, you're not the Star Wars guy. We can't have you agreeing on this. All right, back to the Holocaust guy.
No! I was never that.
One time you were.
You were always that.
Pretty sure the Holocaust guy was named Hitler. And
Hitler, what a goon. That guy.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. In fact, I'm going to cut that out, and then everybody will be confused about this whole conversation.
No, you're not.
No, I'll forget. Almost immediately.
You don't edit. You just, like, slap it on.
That never makes it into the show, though.
I give up tonight.
Huh.
Gave up a long time ago.
Anyway, Jordan's Star Tours.
So Star Tours is doing a thing again, right after they started doing another thing about a year ago. Right. So I guess they're going, like, Disney made this announcement that after the 17th of this month, Star Tours will not be crossing the streams of the new characters from the new trilogy with the older characters of the first two trilogies. So if you go on Star Tours, you will have the choice of going for a classic characters area and a newer characters area.
Wait, you have the choice?
I think so. That's what they said. Like, you'll kind of like how Mission like Space, that? Like, you have
don't
the option of doing
things.
Right. And, like, I don't understand.
Anything for myself.
Right. So, one side, because I feel like, you know, where, like, at the end of when you get to the end of the line, where they'll send you one way or the other for Star Tours, I think that'll be the case. Like, X amount of units will be the newer characters, and X amount of units will be the classic characters.
So will they be up there going, cake or death?
Right, right. Well,
this is
going
to ruin spontaneity. We have to plan our whole day already.
What'll happen, kind of like how Mission Space does, like, the two different versions.
No,
I think it will
that's
be something
not
similar.
Like that.
Is it?
Oh, you mean, like, logistically similar.
Right. Well, you know, when you approach Mission Space, they're
well,
like,
that's
do you
a
want
totally
red
different
or
choice.
Orange? Right, I understand. And these will be two totally different choices.
Well, you know what I mean, though. You're choosing, you're making your choice based on the intensity level, not based on the...
Not necessarily, because even though
trilogy, the intensity... Like...
Right, but even though the intensity level of Mission Space is a difference, it's two different ride videos.
It's like the Matterhorn. You can choose a side.
Exactly.
So you could go the classic character ride.
But you can choose your friend's nose.
But you can pick your nose.
Wait a minute.
You could pick your nose.
I feel like this is just a hassle. Like, the idea was it to
this
be
podcast? Fun to,
yeah.
Well, that too.
But we've all accepted that.
Have we?
Except for Diane. Guys, let Jordan talk.
Who the fuck is Diane?
You.
Who was that? Who snorted?
It was me. I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Huh?
No, finish that. You were talking. You were very rudely interrupted by this guy.
No, like, I just, like, it feels like it's a hassle to do that. But I mean, I guess I could also see it. The counter argument would be, well, we kind of want to push the newer locations and the newer characters. But for people who want to see the older stuff, we're making this option available if you want to go do the classic stuff and not have Jakku shoved down your throat.
I feel like the lions going to be equal? I feel like that's going to be my choice, right?
I hate getting Jakku shoved in my throat.
Well, you know what, Diane? Nobody cares what you think.
That's just a Tuesday night for Diane.
Wait, what's
this is a bingo night.
Okay. No, like, all this.
Wait, is today Monday?
Yes.
Oh my god. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Pick my kids up from school.
This isn't even garbage night.
That's weird. I forgot to pick Diane's kids up from school, too.
But all this means is I'm going to have to ride Star Tours twice. That's like what I'm getting at here.
I mean, I ride Star Tours.
Star Tours.
You've been working retail way too much.
Walking
around. Star Tours.
And over here we have the expensive items. Welcome to the Star Tour.
That's what stores are. That's the expensive stuff. Over there.
Here's the dollar section.
Over here is a fucking monster. Oh my god.
It's a $3 item at Target.
I don't know. I still think it's... I feel like ultimately it's a hassle. Like, why?
Because you can't put the dollar stuff with the expensive stuff.
No, man.
Don't segregate.
What? Talking about Star Tours.
The expensive stuff and the dollar stuff can live together. Fine. They're all stuff in the end.
Star Tours.
True. Can't take it with you.
Nothing but Star Tours.
Star Tours.
What's going on anymore?
Oh man.
Jordan's telling us all about the new things coming to Star Tours, and it's going very well. And it doesn't matter what anyone else says, this is going very well. You're doing really good, Jordan.
Oh, wow.
Boom! Good job, buddy.
And I'm Jordan.
Oh, I never introduced myself.
No, so far it's just me and Josh and Diane.
No idea who you are.
And the king of...
Annie's stepfriend, oh, yeah, Shayna.
Boom King. Yeah, Boom King. King of Booms.
Boom King. I'm Boom King's dumb friend, Shayna.
That's a nice ring to it.
like
flows
it.
Out the tongue.
Wait, what's
the news?
We need some friendship bracelets.
And here with the news is Jordan to tell us about Star Tours. And you can't keep saying boom. I'm just going to keep starting the episode over.
All right.
Maybe keep saying boom.
So, Star Wars news. Hear they're making another one.
What? At least two.
That's good.
Oh, they are making that other trilogy. So I feel like everybody's commenting on that.
Yeah.
So am I going to have to wait in a separate line for that one?
Actually, yes. You will.
You have to pre-order tickets.
But the good news is it'll also be your...
Oh, I was trying to hold mine in. I should have let it out. It would have been a tandem.
You did earlier.
No, I did, but I had another.
Going back for seconds. So anyway, that's Star Tours.
I mean, I guess Last Jedi must be impressing Disney to ask Rian Johnson to helm an entire trilogy.
Or that's what they want you to think.
It's all hype. There is no other. All I want out of this is that we will call it the Johnson trilogy. Yeah, because there's like the prequel trilogy, original trilogy, sequel trilogy.
Yeah,
Johnson trilogy.
We get it.
It just sounds like
it's the Magic Johnson trilogy.
No one said anything about Magic Johnson.
Can the Harlem Globetrotters be in it?
Please no.
Yes.
That would
Darth
be cool.
Vader versus the Harlem Globetrotters.
This is not an episode of Scooby-Doo.
Ruh-roh.
I was waiting for that.
Like zoink.
That is where most of my Globetrotter knowledge comes from.
That's such a good idea. That's the best idea. See, if Bobby Iger is listening, he's going to be like,
didn't you go see the Globetrotters last week, Jake?
No, I didn't see the Globetrotters. It was 2 weeks ago.
Why did you
go? What?
I thought you said you went.
No, I said I did, but 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
It was
underwhelming. So they won, though, right?
Did they win?
Yeah.
What was the score?
I lost.
Jake versus the Globetrotters.
They kicked my ass.
Guys, I don't know how to play basketball.
Jake couldn't even identify the basketball.
It was me and Globy against the Globetrotters, and we lost.
Whoa. Jake identifies as a basketball?
No,
is this a thing now?
No, he can't identify a basketball.
Oh, I see. I thought you said he identifies as a basketball.
Guys, that would be a whole different episode.
You put the ball in the goal unit.
He's fucking grabbing grapefruits and stuff.
In the goal unit? That's...
That was my nickname in middle school.
Goal unit?
Goal unit.
Oh,
you're
gosh.
Like the 50 Cent in middle school.
No, I wasn't cool. Or got shot.
9 times.
So, when did Epcot start doing this international festival of the holidays? Is that new, or has that been going on?
Is that, like, the legitimate name for it? Because I thought it was just something like, hey, we'll just have more stuff. Like, I didn't think it was an actual festival.
I bet they are. Festival shit going on all year.
Yeah, I feel like Epcot's just festival city.
Festival of the arts.
I feel like
the only person. Does that mean it's going to be fucking packed full of douchebags still trying to get drunk?
No, they're all going to be wearing your shirt.
No, it's different.
They're going to be getting drunk at the holidays.
Gonna have the fucking Let's Drink Around the World bra shirt.
I don't, I mean, that's kind of obnoxious, but I don't necessarily mind that Epcot is like the festival of whatever park. Like, I'm okay.
No, because I've done it. It's fun. It's really cool.
I did it.
You go to the different countries, and they have storytellers, and
right, but
you know all the different versions of Santa. It's really fun.
Well, whenever I went last year,
does Norway have Sinterklaas?
No, Norway has Julenissen.
Yeah.
Wait. Do they have Odin?
Yeah.
No.
Because American Santa Claus is really just Odin.
With two eyes. And no ravens.
He'll still murder your ass.
Instead of an eight-legged horse, he has eight reindeer.
And he'll still murder your ass. Fucking Santa Claus.
That son of a bitch.
That's the name of the episode. Fucking Santa Claus.
Is that a verb or an adjective?
Yes.
Okay.
Again.
What did Jesus ever do for Santa Claus on his birthday?
When is Santa Claus's birthday?
It's the 4th of July.
That's Uncle Sam.
So that's what the
Santa Claus too. They're birthday buddies, okay?
Oh, with the dogs.
Yeah.
I got that.
Have they made that movie yet?
Stupid Santa buddies.
Magic Johnson. Spooky Buddies was good.
I've never watched any of the Buddies
and
movies.
Harland Williams.
Jake used to watch Air Bud like every fucking day.
He still watches it.
Okay,
every
the first Air Bud was very different from the subsequent Buddies films.
How do you know I watched Air Bud?
Because you watched it like every day.
It's not true at all.
It's like, Jake, you're 16. You don't need to do this.
You're 27 years old, Jake. Turn off Air Buddies. God damn it.
Well, secret's out. I tried to play it off real cool. It's my all-time favorite movie.
Gross. That's
it. It's so sad. At the end, they make the dog choose his parent. Like,
what do they do? Like, stand across from each other and call the dog, and whoever fucking the dog calls to
wins. That's literally the ending.
Is that movie called Sophie's Buddy's Choice?
Yes.
And then the dog gets on a train, and they take him off to.
Then there's Buddy's List. Buddy Redemption.
It's weird. Some black and white, except for the dog with the red collar.
Buddy Gump.
No, that's Forrest.
I'm not a smart dog.
That's Forrest Buddies.
Life is a smart buddy-ful. Dog. This is way better than the food news. Anyway, guys, there's food. And I forgot it already. My password is not 123. What was I thinking?
Is there waffles?
3, 2, 1.
I should have read this before. There is.
5, 6, 7, 8.
It says there's 8 new kiosks. I don't know, like, as opposed to what? I don't know if all 8 kiosks are new.
So is it the, just the 8 kiosks they didn't clean up after Food and Wine?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, are there other kiosks and then 8 new ones, or is there just 8 kiosks and these ones are new?
Kiosks.
But no other ones, just 8 total.
Okay.
This is the part I'm getting hung up on.
I'm pretty sure that's a pretty significant number of kiosks.
It is. Also, yeah. I wasn't sure until I read that just now if they actually worked.
That's the episode title. Significant number of kiosks.
Significant.
You can't say that on television.
Wow.
What?
I'm sorry.
Language.
I'm sorry, Annie.
Hey, are we on to the main topic yet?
We should be.
I'm trying to spell significantly. Anyway, there's food. There's turkey breasts with chestnuts, which is a weird hobby.
Chestnuts roasting on a turkey breast. chest.
These nuts.
What is a chestnut?
These nuts nipping at your nose.
These nuts are nipping at your toes. That's the episode title.
I haven't even finished writing down the other one. What was it? I missed it.
These nuts nipping at your toes.
You're busy saying the C word.
It's funny because I actually spelled it like that too. what was it? These nuts sniffing at your nose? All right.
Sniffing at your toes. Sniffing. Is it your nose or your toes?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's nose.
Jack Frost sniffing at your nose. Yeah. These nuts sniffing at your nose. Diane.
This is the worst news market. We need to get to the main topic. Anyway, there's holiday food at Epcot.
Jack Frost nuts.
And it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope someone goes.
Doing a lot of stuff, having a lot of fun.
Well, last year.
Oh, so there you go.
Oh. I was on the local news time at Red's Fest once, and I said twice that we did a lot of stuff and had a lot of fun, and my family still makes fun of me for saying doing a lot of stuff, having a lot of fun.
Did you say it in that tone? Just like not very enthused, just kind of.
I was like, well, because I was wrapping it up.
That's our show, guys.
I was like,
oh. Okay, Annie's wrapping it up. I guess we're done. With the news.
Oh, damn. I got it. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. We're on to the main topic, which is something we kind of already did a couple weeks ago, which is ride mashups. Go.
I was thinking like Stitch and Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Stitch.
And it'll be like Stitch, except you'll go in a circle.
It's in a circle.
Yeah, but you'll like go in a circle.
The room just slowly rotate and you don't even notice.
Or, like, what about, like, Dumbo and the Triceratops spin? So it's, like, elephants and dinosaurs.
Elephantsauruses?
Elephantsaurus?
So that those are my like two really good ideas.
Elephantsaurus Rex.
I just want to fucking mix everything with the Liberty Bell. I mean, like...
Oh, no. Dumbo with
the like Tom Sawyer's Island mixed with the Liberty Bell?
Like Dumbo with a little paddle wheel behind him?
But listen. Okay, so I made a list and I prepared. And I included one with the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, it makes one of us.
No, you guys are going to be impressed. No, listen to this. I want a Living with the Land that is large enough that you can ride through it on the Liberty River boat.
It's a big ass land.
I like this.
What if you mixed Living with the Land with Carousel of Progress and you like went in a circle?
The restaurant does that.
No, but if you could go through Living with the Land on the river boat, if it was that big, how fucking cool would that be?
It's just like a huge biodome.
Yes.
Large and in charge.
I like this idea, but I'm also afraid of what's living in the crops too now.
What about Living with the Land and Rock and Roller Coaster?
I did have one.
I just Aerosmith singing.
You would get like random like. They can see
Living in the Hedge. No, they can just sing Living in the Hedge.
Living on the Hedge. I have a lot of good ones, just so you guys know.
Beats in an elevator.
But no, I just want the Liberty Bell with everything. So everything's got a freaking stern wheel. Mine trains.
Shayna made a list. Let her read at least one more.
All
right. I mean, I've got like five more. Okay, let's go with. Okay, here is my favorite out of my list. Okay, I want to combine Soarin' and Three Caballeros.
What? You have my attention?
So it's gonna be the flying donkey?
No. It's gonna be like, you're on the Soarin ride, right? And when you go through Caballeros,
just be like a super mind fuck. You know,
the carpet, and you're doing all of this like stuff. Lady's head and a flower. Whatever you see through. Yeah, whatever you see through
on his teeth.
You do that through Soarin, and you incorporate smells, but it's like you're like flying with Donald on the carpet. No.
Wait, have you been to Mexico?
Have you been to Bahia?
I don't care.
Pretty girls.
You've been to Bahia.
It was a good idea. Come on. I was proud of that one.
I want to ride it.
That ride would be horrible if you're on acid.
And then
I didn't say you had to be on acid. I just said it would be a cool ride.
Just screams in your face.
Hey, maybe we need to revisit the fucking ride, the rides while on drugs bit again. Remember that one?
That was like episode 4.
We all forget.
What if you mashed up Frozen Ever After with Maelstrom?
As long as
you get a lot of angry Disney fans.
As long as Odin gets his fucking home back, I'd be happy.
Twitter, I really don't care about this.
It ends with Hans being stranded on an oil derrick.
Who's Derek?
He's got the oil.
All right. Okay, so I have one more. Because clearly you guys are just going like way off the rails. Well, no, I do, but I'm only going to share one more. Because you guys are going to go off the rails with this. I want to mash up Tomorrowland Speedway with the safari at Animal Kingdom. And so you have a track, and you're in a car, and you know you just hope you make it through.
I feel like you're going to get licked by a lot of giraffes.
I'm in.
I mean, my obvious favorite was what started this whole thing was Tower of Terror and Toy Story Mania.
I would be trying to go so fast. What if your car broke down?
What if you hit a rhino?
But you can't go fast. And you just bump against the rails, and you're just bumping around, and you're like, oh shit, there's a rhino.
No bumping the rhinos.
So the safari is a perfect spot for a fucking Incredibles people mover.
What if you did the safari and like Carousel of Progress?
You can't put rhinos in a carousel.
We're like going in a circle.
I mean, you could do that. That would be fun. And that way, if you didn't want to leave, you just kept going.
And you never would have to.
And you could just watch animals all damn day. Or you could drive a little bumpy car.
Animals through the decades, though. Like all this animal technology that has increased.
So we mash up Spaceship Earth with the safari. Just go for the whole fucking evolution. but with real animals at the end, though.
What about the safari and Tower of Terror?
She's gonna smash the rhinos.
You were like, there's a lion. Oh shit! Ah!
You just hope the doors
and you get away from time. It.
Wait, are the lions just jumping at you?
Yeah, probably. Well, maybe I don't know. They'll just be loose on the floors.
So did this just turn into Jumanji?
Yeah. Ooh, Safari Jumanji Tower of Terror.
There's Tower of Terror, and the living seas with Nemo.
No, you get wet.
You just gonna fill the tower with water?
It's a fucking water ride. They drop the elevator.
And you have to hold your breath until you come back up.
Every time the doors open, the top water just spills out of the tower.
That'd be awesome.
Drowns the people down in the Anaheim marketplace.
What about Rock and Roller Coaster and the seas?
Just get electrocuted with those fucking...
You know, like, in the big blue loving an elevator.
He's screaming. Do you sing along the whole time?
I think they just need to put water breaks on every single ride.
Every single ride?
Yeah, every single ride needs water breaks.
Like Splash Mountain?
Well, that does have water breaks already.
Splash Mountain and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Whoa.
You can't put loops on a flume.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, no, but you could do that. You could make it like, you could have Splash Mountain, but instead of Aerosmith, be like Southern Rock and make it loopy loop, and then you still go to the
hill. Never mind. I don't like that idea anymore.
You can make it like, you can make it like Credence or something and like go through the thing and go in all these loops and then still splash.
Yeah, they're not Southern Rock though.
They really are.
No, they're not. They're just like a blues rock band.
Or like Marshall Tucker Band or... Yeah, anyways. It'll be fun. I don't have time to fight with you, Jordan. Move along.
I don't think Jordan believes you. I think you should fight some more.
No, he doesn't believe me.
Fight.
Give Jordan the secret handshake.
I'm wearing glasses.
I did it. I still did it. I don't care.
I didn't see you do it.
Did I send you guys the secret handshakes?
I send the secret handshake all the time.
Yeah. Jake always yells. Jake gets blade noses from it.
Jake's such a crybaby.
Yeah, that's the word I was going to use.
Wait. I don't believe you. What word were you going to use?
Crybaby.
Significant.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't think that can be the episode title.
Significant?
Significant.
I thought it was going to be Jesus weenus.
Jesus weenus.
Can we count, like, pre-show banter as a title?
That was, like, pre-show banter. That was just...
That was, like, hours ago.
What if... This is a bias I have. Back to the actual topic. And I'm going Disneyland on this one. So sorry, guys. I want, like, the Buzz Lightyear guns on the Winnie the Pooh ride. Because F that ride.
Like Honey Hunt.
Yeah, but with guns, like laser guns. Just disintegrate the Pooh characters. Only the Disneyland version, though.
I was going to say the Buzz Lightyear guns with Haunted Mansion, but then it would just be like a Ghostbusters attraction.
And that's just
what if there were guns on the safari?
Then we would be shamed on the internet.
Wait, what did you say, Annie?
Guns on the safari.
Yeah, that's
too Republican.
What about the safari and Haunted Mansion?
You just gonna fill the dead giraffe in a trophy room?
Can we move the Jungle Cruise for a second safari?
What?
Move the Jungle Cruise Animal Kingdom and have it as a second safari ride.
Yeah, but all the animals are real.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome, Josh.
The Tiki Room, but all the animals are real?
You get pooped on a lot.
And then I would never fucking go in there.
That was the original concern with the Tiki Room.
Flights of Wonder.
No birds. Fuck that.
Getting buzzed constantly by macaws. Yeah, let's do that.
Because of the claws?
No, because of macaws.
Oh, then one could touch me. Nope.
Get this macaw full of holes flying in there. Just holy macaw.
I mean, I guess you could use the ride car from Dinosaur for Spaceship Earth, because that's a time machine.
Just like cruising up the ramp really fast.
You know what I thought I had on my list that would be really cool? If you could mesh Primeval World with Figment.
I read that.
Then
ride.
You could have like Figment animatronics and all this other cool stuff going on.
And your little car could be painted like Figment?
Yeah.
I'd ride that.
Isn't Primeval World a Wild Mouse coaster?
Ooh, can we put teacups on Primeval World?
Yes. In fact, right now, it's done.
Oh my god, try it. You would die.
No, no, I want to be able to fucking control it and no seatbelts. That's what I'm getting at.
Holy shit, Josh, you would die.
That's fine. I've had a good run.
It's been a good life. We're good.
What about Space Mountain and Pirates of the Caribbean?
Water breaks.
Space Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh. How would that work?
Ooh, there's that movie, Treasure Planet.
It's a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Last time I saw it, when I was 27, it was a good movie. Well, I used to do double features with Air Bud.
Podcast at some point, and
why do you remember the age you were the last time you saw last time you saw Treasure Planet?
Because I watched it right after Air Bud. It was a Wednesday night double feature.
Still what? His favorite movie.
I was 27. It was a Wednesday.
I had a bowl of spaghetti. Glass of milk.
I had some SpaghettiOs and a cup of Jell-O.
What? No. Oh, Jell-O? It's weird.
I blacked out. What's going on?
Wednesday night double feature. Oh. I'll start it up again. 2 days. Air Bud and Treasure Planet. Everyone be there. Bring spaghetti. BYOS.
O's.
I just imagine people showing up to a party bringing like kettles of their own spaghetti. I don't know why, but that delights me.
Yeah, but is it good spaghetti?
It's your own spaghetti. It's up to you. I don't care if it's good or not.
What if you mixed Hall of Presidents and Soarin'?
And then you could just fly over all of them playing golf and going on vacation.
You just go up and
look,
sit there.
Oh, look, it's Chester A. Arthur.
And then when it pulls back, a North Korean nuke just flies under you.
Yeah. And then your thing would shake. It would smell smoke.
The early presidents would smell awful.
Everything was smelling like flesh.
Cedar and sweat.
Like deep belly buttons.
And that's a candle at Yankee Candle. Cedar and sweat.
Belly button.
Here they have a
They should have feet. Like candles like the Birdie Bots Every Flavor Beans thing where you just buy a candle and you don't
where,
have to
where it's like either like or sandalwood and patchouli or like burning flesh and sweat.
Yes, and then you're like, well, I paid $50 for this fucking candle, so.
You don't know what you get.
What if Andy, you did?
Wait, are we talking about
Andy,
scented candles?
Andy, we need to go into business. We need to make this happen.
Well, Jordan,
there's Jordan, an investor.
Jordan and, Jordan and I are going to make Disney scented beard oils. Mickey Mutineer beard oils.
Yeah.
We want $500,000.
Yeah. Gonna have the fucking pirates.
We were going to do like what? Like the Rome burning
Rome
scent.
Burning.
Yeah. I want to be an entrepreneur too.
And that's have as far as I've been. Clearly we're doing a pirate's scent.
Yeah.
Also, no one's listening. They're not going to steal this idea. It's fine.
I'm not even listening.
Fucking small world scent. Smell like children in shame.
No.
Wait.
I can't. I'm not going
then
there.
I'd just be hungry all the time.
Oh, man. You know what would be a good one? A good scent? The Main Street Confectionery.
Ooh. Yes, if your beard smelled like that.
You smell like fucking candy and cookies all the time, you'd go insane.
What about the Tangled Toilets?
Shit, yeah, man. I'd totally wear that.
The Tangled Toilets.
The Tangled Toilets? What do they smell like?
Oh, man, there's gonna
be... If I had a beard, I would want my beard to smell like the Polynesian.
Churro scent.
I'd get stuck with, like that. I'd get the mystery one and just be Legionnaire's disease.
I mean, beard oil in my hair.
Fucking cooling tallow scent.
I mean, technically, beard is hair.
Like, grow out your armpit hair or something.
Legionnaire's disease broke out at Disneyland.
I could, but I'd rather just put it in my real hair. Yeah, I want to smell like the
I got that one, Jake.
Okay.
Fucking Dole Whip scent.
It's a pineapple?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Non-dairy pineapple sorbet.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to market it or pay the licensing fees.
Just call
it pineapple whip.
We'll just call it whip it.
Dessert treat.
Pineapple whip.
Whip it good.
Two H's.
Sometimes you just gotta break out into Devo. Why?
Then we can have drinking fountains.
Licorice whip.
You like swamp water.
This tastes like tin and sadness.
This tastes like Florida. Oh.
Tin and sadness.
It's like Diane.
Now wait.
Oh, Diane. Ew.
Is that true, Diane?
Diane, do you taste like sadness?
What?
Well, it depends. How much Dole Whip I ate before.
Yeah, but that has pineapple, so that should make it taste better.
And that's our show. Hey!
Just saying, that's a rule.
I can't think of any better way to finish that.
Oh, what about Test Track that's and Great said. Movie Ride?
That's not a ride anymore.
Test Track and the Great Movie Ride. That wouldn't it just be a drive-in theater at that point?
You're either driving through Test Track very slowly, or you're going to Great Movie Ride really fast.
That would be awesome. They just turn it up to 11,
just drift through the alien scene.
It'd be like the fucking rocket rods.
High speed loop through Oz. It'll be awesome.
This kind of loop. Fucking roller coaster that seats 150 in each car.
Oh no! But what if you did Rock and Roller Coaster and the Great Movie Ride?
Yeah, the Great Movie Ride.
So you can hear
rock
all the music and the audio, and you're going upside down and you're seeing stuff too?
That's or you could go favorite. Really slowly upside down.
But there's no seatbelt, so everybody falls out.
If you go upside down slowly, you might die.
Have you ever done a headstand?
I've had a good run.
You can't find out.
No, because I'm clumsy. I can't do a cartwheel or a headstand because I'm clumsy. Have you seen my ankle?
She has a point.
She can't even walk through a bush.
I peeled my scab off today, guys.
And the frog gif was funny.
Oh, now you scab it more.
Yeah.
People scab listen to this while they eat breakfast, Shana.
No, they don't. But no, seriously, I'll send you pictures of
people eat breakfast, Shana.
I want out of the group thread if it's just making pictures all the time.
Okay, I'll just send it to the boys. I won't send it to you.
You can't get out.
Tons of fun.
Oh, okay, that's our show. Unless anyone else has anything else to add. Diane?
No!
Thanks, Diane.
Diane?
It was
Diane's
an honor,
Diane. She dead? Wait, did we kill her already?
I can't honor her whenever I please. She has to be dead for me to honor her.
Yes, this is the arbitrary rules that I've just made up. So pour one out for Diane. It was a trooper. Smelled of pineapple, Diane. Though. It was weird. Hey, you've been listening to Making Me in Ears, regrettably. And you're going to do the same thing next week and the week after because you're stuck with us.
Yeah, like a disease that won't go away.
We're the herpes of Disney podcasting.
Accurate.
Every Thursday, just flare up. Don't go out in the sun. Hey, I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Annie. That's Jordan. That's Shana, as always.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, ew, there it is.